A New York State appeals court this week ruled that localities can ban hydrofracking within their local borders, which could be a blow to the oil and gas industry, even as both sides await a decision on the future of fracking in the state. The two towns in question in this case are Dryden in Tompkins County and Middlefield in Otsego County. Joining us, as he does from time to time, to talk about the decision is John Campbell, who covers fracking and other state government issues in Gannett's Capital Bureau. Hi again, John.
Hi.
Why is this case important?
Oh, it's hugely important. I mean, it's an issue where, you know, there's a statewide de facto moratorium on hydrofracking, but if they were to lift that, this court decision essentially says that any town, any village, any city in New York could ban it within its borders, which is hugely important, especially because when you're talking, you know, the type of high volume horizontal hydrofracking that these gas companies want to use in the Marcellus Shale, we're talking 640-acre spacing units. I mean, those are wide swaths of land. And you've already seen 150 or so, 160 towns, villages, cities either ban or pass a moratorium on fracking across the state, although those are largely outside of the so-called sweet spot of the Marcellus Shale, which is along the Pennsylvania border. So it's hugely important. The gas industry really fought this issue pretty toughly, but at the same time, you know, they had two unanimous court decisions against them in the mid-level appeals court, which means that they have to ask for what they call a motion to leave for appeal to get to the top court, the Court of Appeals. And that doesn't actually happen that often.
So you broke down the stats. It's about 64 times out of the last 1,000 or something.
Yeah. It's 6.4% of the time in 2012. It was about 7% the year before. And it doesn't often happen, although some of the attorneys are hopeful that it would happen because it's such a big statewide issue that the top court might want to lay a precedent out, a clear precedent, so they know how that happens going forward.
It seems to me, as we've all awaited the decision from the Cuomo administration, various studies and the assembly has weighed in, these localities have weighed in. What is the oil and gas industry now saying after this apparent strike against their interests?
Well, the oil and gas industry is, you know, if you believe what they say, the last few years has become pretty disillusioned with New York because, you know, this type of hydrofracking has gone on in Pennsylvania, in Ohio, you know, they're trying in other states as well. If you believe what they say, they've long been disillusioned with New York, but there's no doubt they still want to get into New York, and they're concerned that, you know, if this court decision does stand, and it seems like it has a pretty good chance of standing right now, that, you know, a town board in, you know, the town of Conklin in Broome County, a 3-2 town board vote could keep them out. And what their concern is, you know, they have to lease oil and gas rights to land in order to drill on it. They're concerned, you know, that they'll spend thousands of dollars, millions of dollars, and then, you know, town board steps in and says, nope, can't do it. So they're trying to protect their investment. But, you know, from the town's perspective, I mean, New York State does have a pretty strong history of home rule, you know, allowing towns power with their zoning laws, which is what happened in this instance. They use zoning laws to ban hydrofracking in the town of Middlefield and the town of Dryden. And the courts said, you know, that can hold up.
Take us quickly now through the timeline as to when we can expect any sort of decisions to come from the state level. Meanwhile, we have been hearing a couple weeks from the state health department, and who knows what the DEC will say.
Yeah, and where we're at right now is, you know, the DEC has been reviewing high-volume hydrofracking since 2008, and, you know, all permits for that have been on hold since then. In last year, they asked the State Department of Health to kind of step in and do their own review and review the health impacts of fracking and whether or not the DEC's recommendations would help mitigate the health impacts. We have no idea when the health department's review is going to be done. The health commissioner, Nirav Shah, said in January it would be a few weeks. He said in February it would be a few weeks. He said in March it would be a few weeks. And we were able to ask him this week, and he said no timetable. So we have no idea when a decision's coming down. We really don't know how involved the governor, Andrew Cuomo, is in this decision-making process. I'm sure he's involved at some level. So we really have no idea when the state is going to decide and how they're going to decide. And it's been frustrating to a lot of people who are closely watching that debate, and led to a lot of criticism from both sides about the transparency of the decision-making process.
So we continue to hold our breath, and next time there's a development, we'll have you back in. That's John Campbell. He covers New York State politics for Gannett's Albany Bureau, and you can follow him on Twitter at John Campbell Gann. That's G-A-N. John Campbell, always a pleasure.
Hey, thanks for having me.